From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Legendary sports writer Frank DeFord retired from his weekly NPR commentaries this week. DeFord is the dean of American sports writers, and every winter he lives here in South Florida. He recently invited WLRN's Nancy Klinger to his home to talk about why he chose Key West.
When did you first come to Key West?
I came to Key West in, I believe it was 1997. Anyway, it was about 20 years ago. I was sent here by National Geographic magazine, which is kind of rare because I only did two pieces for them in my whole life. But they wanted a story on the Keys, and I'd never been here, and I thought it'd be interesting. Well, let me tell you, the minute I got here, I said, I like this place. I really do. I think just seeing the pink taxi cabs was enough to win me over. And I called my wife an hour or so later. I knew I had to come back and I was going to bring her. And we started coming down for vacations longer and longer and finally moved here. I'd been to Florida, you know, 50, 60 times before, and apart from the weather in the middle of the winter, I never was crazy about it. But Key West has a special flavor. I find that people either like Key West or they don't like Key West. And I like it.
I like it because it's a small town that's never boring, you know?
It is not boring. And I don't even think of it as a small town. Yes, of course it's a town, but it's a little more than that. It's a resort. It's a strange piece of real estate. I like the people. I like the variety of people. And everybody is out for themselves the way they are and everywhere in the world. But by the same token, there is a certain shared feeling of we're all in this together, that I feel more here than in other places.
Of course, the sports culture here is baseball. We've talked about that before.
Well, baseball here can start earlier than just about anywhere in the United States. And I love picking up the Citizen and reading on the front page of the sports about the 30 and over softball, co-ed, whatever. I love the way the people who play it for fun get celebrated here. When I was back covering baseball a little, I got to know Boog Powell, and he was the first person to really tell me about Key West.
Right, because he grew up here.
And he grew up here, and when I found out that I was coming down here to do the story, the first person I called was Boog, and a wonderful gentleman, by the way, and we were light beer all-stars together, and I think he was easily the most popular of all the guys.
Anything that you've learned about Key West since spending more time here?
Well, it's a very loyal place, and you got to earn your loyalty. And I think the greatest compliment that I ever receive here is when somebody calls me Bubba. I can't ever be a conk, but I can be a Bubba.
Thank you so much, Frank.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Nancy.
That was WLRN Keys reporter Nancy Klinger talking with sports writer Frank DeFord. You can find links to the letter from Key West he wrote for WLRN's Under the Sun project back in 2011. Also, his final commentary for NPR at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.